93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. There goes Foreigner, Jukebox Hero, The Dog and Joe Show. Joe is back. More cash is coming. Plus, you got to check out Thursday. Look at Peter. He's the Australian cattle dog. He's up for adoption. All fees waived. Make sure you get the link, 93.7theriver.com or both social. Joe, Dana, can either of you recall fast food folklore? Like all the stuff that all the people over all the years have claimed. All the different things that happen at fast food.
What are you talking about? Like, let me think of one. Like the chicken nugget thing being made from like the pink slime videos.
Yes.
Those things.
That is fast food folklore. Absolutely.
Okay.
Exactly like that.
Like KFC selling radioactive chickens.
I've never heard that, but okay, that one might be circulating out there. Dana? Do you have any fast food folklores that you remember hearing?
Wasn't it Taco Bell that also had, like, pink slime in their meat or something like that?
Possibly.
It was something like that. It was something the meat was made out of that people were freaking out about.
Okay.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Those are the things we're talking about. All these things, and we have 50 of them. We're not going to go through all 50. We could post it up so you can see it. But these are 50 fast food facts that are actually false.
Okay.
So this is good for the fast food.
Well, that'd be nice to hear for once.
And we're not pointing out any businesses in particular. I mean, this is just a list we have. The rumor was KFC breeds not radioactive chickens, Joe, like you said, but that they had six-legged chickens.
I don't have a problem with that. That's four extra legs.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Absolutely. I was going to say the same thing. Who would get pissed about a chicken with six legs when everyone knows the leg
I
is
don't
the best
want,
part?
No six-legged chickens for
Why?
Me. That's weird.
Technically, they kind of have to breed chickens with more than two legs because now they're breeding, and the listeners will see this year, they have turkeys that don't come with legs. So you like get a smallish turkey like I like to get, like an 8 or a 6 pounder?
Yep. Those turkeys, Joe, were born with legs. They're just not selling them in the package. If you see a turkey that's just breast or body, that wasn't a turkey that was disabled. That was a turkey that they removed the legs from and packaged and sold.
Why?
Who buys a turkey without legs?
I've always asked Joe that.
I bought them 3 years in a row, Danny.
Why?
You'll see it again this year. I buy these smallish turkeys that don't contain legs, and then I buy drumsticks, and I put them together with toothpicks.
There's a fight every year for the legs in my family.
That is so, what kind of legs are you buying? Chicken legs or turkey legs?
Chicken legs.
Okay, so you buy...
Because a turkey leg doesn't seem to fit with the size turkey that I have. It looks too big.
So
you kidding me?
You're buying a Cornish game hen, basically.
It says turkey on it.
This is stupid. I've never even seen a turkey sold without legs.
Me
You've seen
either.
It 3 times in 3 years in a row because I've taken photos of it with my chicken legs toothpicked on.
That
there.
Is so ghetto.
Why? Thank
you, Dana. You know what? I see where you're coming from with that, Dana, and I get it. It is ghetto, but you couldn't tell. Like if I never told
I
you
tell.
Those were chicken legs.
Stuffed into a turkey
stuffed
body.
Into a turkey body, you'd have no idea.
Come on.
Oh, really? My goodness, Joe.
I've never seen that in all my years of going to the butcher and going to a store and buying and celebrating turkey. I've never seen a turkey that just comes with a body.
I think that's the most hillbilly thing I've ever heard or like even heard from Joe's mouth.
Now, where are you buying these legless turkeys?
Safeway.
No, you're not.
That's where I get my food.
Oh, my Why don't you just buy turkey lunch meat then and just roll it up with like stuffing in it and put toothpicks in that?
That's funny. Like a turkey breast ball, like you would get all shredded up turkey.
Oh,
and
yeah.
No. I want an actual turkey, but I don't know why they don't have legs on them. It's weird.
Let's do this one. McDonald's ice cream has pig fat in it.
Ugh.
Don't know if you've heard that. It's not true. I want to find some good ones here. Oh, and I'd never heard this one. Popeyes. For the people that love Popeyes, two kinds of people in the world. I always talk about there's only two kinds of people in the world, KFC or Popeyes. I'm a Popeyes guy.
I'm a KFC guy.
KFC.
Joe and Dana, they love KFC.
Mm-hmm.
This one, though, I've never heard it. Popeyes special batter, that real wrinkly, crispy batter, people always thought for years and years and years they were lacing that with drugs.
Oh.
Well, no wonder you like it.
Not true. Not true. It is cocaine-free, according to this.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Back in the day, they said, oh, my God, why is Popeye's so good? Well, because they put cocaine in the batter.
What food establishment would put drugs into the batter of their... I mean, people are crazy.
Yeah. they're going to go down to Ecuador, or they're going to get into the cartel so they could sell a $5 chicken meal, but they're going to spike it with cocaine.
Yeah.
Like they're going to make more money that way.
The one drug you don't want in food because when you take it, you don't feel like eating.
Yes. Some people think that McDonald's French fries are vegan. No, not true. Quite the contrary for anyone out there. And I think this is the vegan's way of saying, oh my God, I need to have something good and tasty. Vegans, I think, they conjured up this line, remember, because they didn't want to feel guilty about eating one of the best fries on the planet.
It might be the best fry on the planet. Aren't all French fries vegan? They all come from potatoes, don't they?
The ones at McDonald's are not fried in vegetable oil.
Yeah, they use a beef oil or beef fat to fry them, and that's what gives them that scrumptious delicious. You can't eat just one flavor.
It's an oil that God created it. It's God's oil.
That's exactly what it is. This one, and I think this is one of the most popular ones, and we'll post these so you can see them all because we're not going to do them all. McDonald's food won't decay. You remember the guy story went? He went to McDonald's one day in his car, and he bought like a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And he had to get out, and he had to go to a meeting, so he stuffed the cheeseburger in his pocket to eat it later.
Like his coat pocket or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never had time. He goes home, hangs the coat up, forgets about it. The story was 10 years later, he was going to put the coat on. He stuck his hand in there, and it was supposed to look exactly like the day he bought it.
Yeah, nothing had changed, which there's no way that could possibly be true.
Yeah. And then we saw the photo online, and everyone's like, oh my God, you hear McDonald's food, it won't decay. What does it do inside your stomach?
That does look like you just bought it yesterday.
Not true. Even though, to a nutritionist, McDonald's food may not be the healthiest, the rumors about the food never rotting, way over-exaggerated. Everybody has heard this and thinks this, but it's not true. McDonald's burgers do, in fact, go bad. And McDonald's and everywhere now online, they have moldy pictures to prove it. It's just no one wants to look at those pictures because they want to believe the stuff doesn't rot, which I think is pretty damn cool. Really? A hamburger that stays in the state in which you bought it? If it looks like it did and it hasn't deteriorated, that means there's something in there that can be microwaved. Put it in there, nuke it for 35, 40 seconds, eat the sumbitch.
The polymers can be reheated. Goodness.
Yes, polymers melt at high microwave temperatures.
Even if I knew that McDonald's food could not go bad, I'd still eat it.
Yeah, I know. Most people would. And of all the pictures they show for this slide, the McDonald's quarter pounder, just dripping cheese with onions, I'd bite the man's fingers holding it right now if there was one in front of me. It looks phenomenal.
And I am so hungry coming off of this sickness.
Did you eat a bunch of fast food?
No, I didn't. I ate pretzels and soup.
See, I don't know why.
I ate two bags of pretzels and about four cans of chicken noodle soup. That's all I had.
You can see the picture of Joe's kitchen, too, by the way, that he didn't clean. He claims that it was clean before he got sick, but this is supposedly a sick kitchen photo.
Clean-ish.
All I craved when I had the flu, I just wanted garbage. All I wanted was fast food and grease and salt. That's all I wanted.
Were you hungry?
Oh, my God. That's all I did is I just laid around and I just ate crap.
I had to force feed myself.
Really?
I wasn't really hungry.
We'll post this up. Check it out. Dog and Joe Show page at River. Plus, we'll put it up at 937theriver.com. All the fast food folklore. Here's Midnight Oil.